The One District, One Factory initiative is one of the campaign messages of the NPP during the electioneering period. The official launching of this initiative is in fulfillment of this pledge by President Akufo-Addo to industrialize the economy. The aim of this key policy is to ensure that Ghana's ongoing industrialization drive spreads to every part of the country, thereby eliminating the current situation where most of the manufacturing facilities are located in the capital, especially in Accra, Tema, Kumasi and Takrady. President Akufo-Addo said Ghana cannot thrive without adding value to its produce. The Akumfi Fruits and Juices Factory is the first to be established under this initiative. President Akufo-Addo reiterated that all the 216 districts in the country will own factories relative to their well-endowed resources, thereby creating the needed jobs and wealth for the country.
Unless we industrialize with the goal of adding significant value to our primary products, we cannot create the necessary numbers of high-paying jobs that will enhance the living standards of the mass of our people. Raw material producing economies do not create prosperity for the masses. The way to that goal, the goal of ensuring access to prosperity, is value addition activity in a transformed and a diversified modern economy.
President Akufo-Addo also noted that $100 million have been earmarked for the creation and sustainability of the factories.
A program implementation framework, which sets the modalities of implementation, has been prepared. To date, the technical support group for the program has already reviewed over 330 business plans received for the One District, One Factory initiative. The Asempa budget has allocated an amount of $100 million as government contribution, either as equity or in-kind support, for the establishment of the factory. An additional amount of $340 million has been leveraged from local financial institutions for the program. Government, in collaboration with the Association of Ghana Industry, has also arranged a supplier's credit facility for $2 billion from China to provide equipment, machinery, and other facilities in support of the program. It is envisaged that 51 districts will start actual implementation of their enterprises by the end of the year, with the potential to generate a minimum of 80,000 direct and indirect jobs. It is now clear that this program is destined to succeed.
Some indigenous of Akumfi spoke to Radio Ghana. Present at the ceremony were the Vice President Mahamadou Bawumia and wife, other government officials, traditional leaders and sympathizers of the NPP.